charge back. His genius sisters use him like a lab rat.
Gets in a scrape, he'll make his escape with the help of his friend and ape named Ape.
Dog, do you have? My dog is hyperallergenic. His name means rigorous in Dutch and blah, blah, blah.
I let you ride me like a horse!
The North American house hippo is found throughout Canada and the eastern United States.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the House Hippos podcast, episode number 7. We're doing a little bit of a different one today.
Yeah.
All right. Joining me, I'm Ethan, by the way. Sorry, Gomer. And joining me, as always, is Duncan.
Hi. How's it going, folks?
All right. Duncan. What are we going to be telling these young folks at home today? What are we going to be talking about? We'll be discussing.
Well, sometimes we have differences of opinion.
Yes.
Sometimes we have very strong differences of opinion.
Yeah.
And sometimes there are certain shows out there that are absolute shit.
Yeah.
Like pure and utter shit.
Complete garbage.
So We thought we would discuss and debate about the which show was the shittiest. So welcome to the first ever Hippo Duel.
It's time to
Hippo Duel. So loud it made the dog bark.
Fuck.
Yeah, so today we're going to be discussing which show was better or worse, probably better, out of Johnny Test and George of the Jungle.
Animated show, animated
from
TV show.
2007.
Yes.
Oh my God. 2007 was a weird year for TV.
It was.
We also got Johnny Test that year, I'm pretty sure,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. No. 2005.
So Johnny Test is an older. Johnny Test is a bit of a boomer in the children's television network.
Okay.
Network television shows. All right.
Okay, boomer.
So both shows were kind of on Teletoon all the time.
Yes.
They were always like reruns or like filler or just garbage. Like it was nothing. Like I for one.
We are like, this is the, while the kids are at school, we're just going to play these bunch of shows. Like, five episodes of each of these shows
or
in a row.
Saturday afternoon, mm-hmm. This is all we got right now.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know?
So, until Big Fun Movie Night.
Until Big Fun Movie Night, yeah.
We were going to debate this with you arguing that George of the Jungle was shit and me arguing that George of the Johnny Test was shit.
Right. I want to start off by saying George of the Jungle I thought was initially okay, and then I noticed that there were some changes.
Gradual decline.
A gradual decline. And I was just, I mean, I noticed, like, they changed the voice actors, right?
Mm-hmm.
They changed character story arcs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
As well. They changed the way some characters, like, there.
Some characters behaved and act.
I remember, like, and it was all just so, like, broad, and there was no reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Test, I mean, kind of had the a similar situation, right?
Yeah, it did.
It was, like, at one point, Dookie, I remember, just changed voice actors. However, I thought the Johnny Test was, like, you know, pretty good,
mm-hmm.
in terms of, like, background filler. Like, I would enjoy watching it as a kid. Like, it was kind of, you know, colorful and bright. Mm-hmm. George the Jungle was just dumb. George the Jungle is just fucking stupid.
Like, meanwhile,
I think for the longest time, I always thought that the theme song had a swear word in it, which for Teletoon is no, you know, uncommon feat. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, 8-year-old me was like, a swear word in my child's television show? What? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Whereas for me, I could put up with George of the Jungle for a couple episodes.
Yeah, I never liked it that much.
Soon as Johnny Test came on, soon as that fucking theme song started playing, I couldn't.
Got a head of fiery hair and a turbocharged backpack.
Yeah, see, I couldn't deal with it.
Genius sisters use them like a lab rat. That was the fucking point, man. You were getting exactly what the title described to you.
I'm not saying that the theme song was bad.
It was accurate to what you got in the final product. His genius sisters used him like a lab rat. It was an experiment of the week. like, show. That was it. That's all you got. True. One episode, he fought, what was it? The ones where they gave him superpowers. It was like an anthology series. It was pretty fucking funny.
They did that quite often. Do you remember, okay, do you remember the pilot episode of Johnny Test?
Vaguely.
I think it's probably one of the worst, grossest episodes I had ever watched. Like, it legitimately made me cringe.
Man.
Partly the character design. Because, okay, so synopsis of the pilot episode for Johnny Test. Essentially, Johnny wants to make himself look hotter so that way he can get with this girl in his class. But the serum used by, made by his sisters.
Susan and Mary Test.
Yes, all Susan right. and Mary Test, the redheads.
You remember that? Susan and Mary Test, they are not the redheads, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
So the serum that they made and made him hot for a little bit. And then he started to look like a fucking orc from Lord of the Rings.
Well, yeah, man, that was a side effect. That's the thing. That was the shtick.
Big fucking drooly ass lips.
No, it was great. It was great. The animation in that show was good for a while, because it used to all be hand-drawn, and then
they transferred over to Flash.
Yeah, and it took a turn for the worse. Do you remember when Johnny Test was a girl?
I do remember that.
There you go.
I do remember
that. Breaking down gender stereotypes one episode at a time, all right? Johnny Test pilot. I need to look up a photo.
Oh, God.
Of this gross fucking... I can't even find a photo of it. And I kind of... Do you remember the bully? Bumper Randalls?
No, I don't remember. I do remember the bully now.
Of course
now.
You remember the bully, because he looks like a fucking... looks like Walter Kovacs from Watchmen. He looks like Rorschach. If Rorschach
he
had
does.
A kid. If he, looks like, he looks like if Rorschach had a kid and the kid just had an addiction to Twinkies and meth.
He looks like Trailer Park Boys Rorschach.
Trailer Park Boys Rorschach. There you go.
There it is. Okay.
Show me a picture.
The one thing that I will give you about Johnny Test is its absolute memeability.
Yes.
It is memeable as fuck.
The same can't be said for George of the Jungle, unfortunately.
No, I can admit that.
Good, I win.
I can admit that. I can
win
admit
the
that.
Argument.
I'm sorry, but there's nothing that's better than Bling Bling.
Bling Bling Boy is just Post Malone.
Bling Bling Boy.
He was just
yes,
a precursor to
just,
Post Malone.
He is
here you
just
go,
Post Malone.
You know, Simpsons did it. Fucking Johnny Test did it, all right?
They
did it. Bro, I'm telling you. It was just a good show. And they ripped off Johnny Quest's name. Like, it was...
Yeah.
Boom. There was a DS game. Can you say the same for George of the Jungle? Did George of the Jungle have any video game tie-ins?
I mean, probably not the animated one, but probably
absolutely,
the...
Absolutely, it did, actually. I was expecting
did?
You to know that.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do our research for this one, folks. It's going to be a
yeah,
funny...
No.
It's going to be a funny, unprepared House Hippos special.
This may not even turn into a full debate. This is just going to be shitting on these two shows.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny Test, man. I actually... To be honest with you, if I could bring up some honest memories I had with Johnny Test...
Yeah, sure.
It was actually pretty fun to watch when I was around 8 years old. Like, I didn't care at the time. It was just entertaining. It was colorful fun. George of the Jungle, on the other hand, I never liked it. It was colorful. It wasn't fun. It wasn't particularly entertaining either. Johnny Test, there was something about it. Like, the jokes were bad, but they were funny for an eight-year-old. And, dude, the fucking military episodes were all the best. The one where the,
yeah,
ones
the, okay, the
where
CIA.
The penguins take over, is a pinnacle. Oh, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like fucking Ezekiel from Total Drama.
Oh, yeah, after
go.
He goes down...
He looks like Gollum.
I will also give it to you that his dog,
Dookie,
who is a better sidekick, Dookie or Ape from George of the Jungle?
Dookie had a name. Ape was just Ape.
Was it? Let me double check that it was Ape.
With the help of his friend,
it was Ape.
An ape named Ape.
An ape named.
And that
ape.
Was the confusion I generated years ago. I always thought the lyric in the George of the Jungle theme song was "What the hell." His friend, an ape named Ape. It's actually with the help
of his friend.
Of his friend,
an ape named Ape.
And I'm just an idiot. But I didn't figure that out until 2 days ago.
Ape is very sarcastic. They're both very similar characters.
Right. Whoops.
Both of them are sarcastic, furry friends.
Furry friends. Very common trope in a lot of TV shows of this time.
Especially with more... like, in terms of target demographic, male like male centered.
Look, man, if you're a child star in a cartoon in the early 2000s, you got to have an animal sidekick. That's just the rule.
That's how we sell the money.
That's how we sell merch. And I'm pretty sure both shows had video game tie-ins. I know Johnny Test for sure did,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pretty sure George of the Jungle did as well. And mm-hmm. I kind of want to look into them because there's no way it's any good. There's no way either of them are any good. Look these up. I saw one when you were looking at images of Johnny Test. I'm like, there was a game? There was a Johnny Test fucking game? I remember a kid, a buddy of mine, and went to... Yeah, I knew it. For
yeah,
the Wii.
There is.
Yeah, there's
for
no
the,
way it was
for good. The Wii.
Is it CG? Is it like 3D animated?
Or it is 3D animated.
Oh my god!
It's called George of the Jungle. Search for the Secret.
What a creative fucking name! What an awful goddamn show! Oh my goodness!
I wonder if I could emulate this right now. Game review of George of the Jungle.
If you can get Dolphin running on your Mac, you could probably emulate it.
Let's see.
If it
here.
Came out for Wii.
If you're over the age of 40, you'll be slightly disappointed by this title because it's not based on the classic Jay Ward cartoon series from the 1960s.
Oh, that was another thing, too. Jay Ward was the guy, I believe, that created Rocky and Bullwinkle, and I can check this now, but I'll probably confirm it while I'm editing the video. Du-du-du.
Let's see here.
Jay Ward.
By Jay Ward.
Hang on.
I got it right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, Jay Ward created Rocky
Crusader Rabbit, Rocky Bullwinkle, Dudley Do-Right, Peabody and Sherman, and Hobby Hopper, George's Jungle, Tom Slick, and Super Chicken.
Yeah, so Jay Ward did, like, some classic cartoons from the, like, fucking 50s and 60s all the way through the 90s.
Yeah.
And also created George of the Jungle. And then they rebooted George of the Jungle for some reason.
Well, then they did the Brendan Fraser one.
You know what's weird?
What?
Brendan Fraser has played two Jay Ward characters.
Dudley Do-Right
and George of the fucking Jungle.
Is Brendan Fraser Jay Ward's secret
love
son?
Child? Dude, with who? We gotta Google this. No, we I don't
gotta,
know. Maybe he's just like
we're
desperate.
Gonna sidetrack here.
All right, we gotta do some research. Maybe they saw him in Encino Man and was like, yep, that's our George of the Jungle.
That's our George of the Jungle.
Is he Canadian? Is Brendan Fraser Canadian?
No, American.
I always thought Brendan Fraser was Canadian.
Oh, Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, he's American-Canadian. So they must have saw the Canadian in him and thought, like, yeah, let's make him a fucking Mountie. That's perfect.
Really? Yeah.
He was born in Indiana, so I have no idea how he holds a Canadian citizenship.
Because his parents may have immigrated.
His parents were from Canada. There you go.
Okay, there we are.
And he went to
so
school.
So he has dual citizenship.
He went to school
by birthright.
In Toronto and also lived in Ottawa. Yeah, Brendan Fraser seems like the kind of dude to live in Ottawa.
He was in Fairly Odd Parents.
What? Now we're getting way sidetracked.
Thank
Apparently
you, GQ.
He's in Doom Patrol.
He is in Doom Patrol.
I haven't seen it.
It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
I might have to watch that. All right, guys, let's get
but
back.
But it's very, very weird.
Let's get back very, on very track weird. Here. All right.
Yes. So,
Brendan Fraser has nothing to do with Johnny Test, which is the
so
far
we'll go,
superior
we'll
show.
We'll go all the way back to the George of the Jungle video game. One, this came out on Wii, so it's already superior than just being a DS title.
But it's still inferior to an Xbox 360 or PS3 title because it's on the fucking Wii.
Yeah, but does Johnny Test have an Xbox 360 or PS3 title? I don't believe so.
I'm going to look it up.
You double check
I'm
that.
I'm going to double check it. I guarantee you none of these games had titles on great HD systems. Let me see. Johnny Test game.
Well, let me tell you. The game review for George of the Jungle, 2 out of 5.
Get out.
2 out of 5.
That's like a 45. That's almost a half. That's like pretty
2
good.
Out of 5 on The Guardian.
All right. Johnny Test.
So, I mean, take that with a grain of salt. It is
Johnny
The Guardian.
Johnny Test got a DS game.
Okay, yeah.
2011. This was already fucking 6 years after the show came out.
Yeah.
It was a platformer.
Okay.
So you know it's going
to
be good.
It's the same. It's the same thing as George of the Jungle. It's the easiest one for them to make.
I can't find... Can I find... here we go. So... This is the only image I can... Oh, no, never mind. There's a whole fucking list of them. So it looks like you play as Johnny Test's superhero.
What was his...
I can't remember the name, but he had a fucking blue suit with an orange fin. He looked like Yondu. And I can, I, there's gameplay footage. We should do some game reviews.
We
should review some shitty Canadian television show, TV, like video game adaptations. If there was any. If there was any.
I have a DS. If we had a DS capture system, I mean, you could emulate it as
well.
You
could emulate it. But we don't condone it.
That's illegal.
It's not entirely illegal, but it's like, you know, if you got a couple of, if you own the game. Anyway, I like Johnny Test, though. I'll be honest. I stand by that. Johnny Test is a fucking fun show when you're
okay,
eight. Okay,
here we are.
And watch it now.
Here we are. I got one for you. So I found a game review of the George of the Jungle game from Metacritic.
Metacritic. Can't go wrong with Metacritic.
It's legit. It's legit. So it got a 30 on Metacritic.
Buy on Amazon.com.
And it got a 3.8 user score.
Okay. So it's hang on. What is that? A 10 out of 10?
Oh, here we are. A masterpiece of platformer. George of the Jungle and The Search for the Secret features diverse levels, interesting mechanics, and great replayability.
No way.
Once the player gets past the seemingly clunky controls of the game, they will come to realize the scope of control that they have over George, realizing that they are capable of performing complex maneuvers with ease. The game is true to its title. George of the Jungle and The Search for the Secret really is full of secrets. Players will discover many tricks and tactics to take down enemies and clear levels in the fastest way possible, such as Speedy Cecile tactic. There is so much to discover in this colorful game, and I am proud to be a world record holder on the speed run of this game.
There's no, okay. Rip bonk. All right. I see
Rip
you.
Underscore bonk.
Rip underscore bonk. I see you. I see you. Coming soon. George of the Jungle live stream on Facebook. Be there or be square. We're going to make it happen. All right.
Okay. Here's another one. A one review. User review.
Right.
Nobody gives a fuck about this game. It's the worst PS2 game of all time.
Oh,
I would rather
PS2.
Play.
Oh,
they did a PS2 port.
I don't even have to bring my Wii over.
I would rather play
Crash Twin Sanity.
Twin Sanity than playing this fuck game for PS2.
This
shit
fuck,
game.
Fuck game.
I don't know. It's all just stars.
Fuck.
Okay, let's see IGN's review.
Okay, IGN will be a little biased because they were probably paid off. But
probably. They gave it a 31, so it's not the highest.
Okay.
Remember the 1997 live-action George of the Jungle movie starring Brendan Fraser? You're better off digging it out of the bargain DVD bin than trying to play this game.
That's pretty good.
Official PS2 magazine in the UK, the slow pace and dreadful combat are just too hard to ignore. Cheat Code Central, Thunderbolt. Okay, let's see if I can find Johnny Test.
Dude, I found the fucking German cover of the game. Do you want to know what it's called? You know what it's called?
What?
I'm going to bust out my best German accent, so I apologize if I offend anybody. George, du hast dem Jungle Cam. I tried. George, der hast dem Jungle Cam.
It looks like it's trying.
Got a 2.9 on IGN. So I guess they must have re-reviewed
okay,
it.
Okay, okay. Oh! Johnny Test released a bunch of iOS games.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Wait a minute.
On the E, okay.
Hold on a minute.
Hold the fucking mayonnaise.
Wait just a minute.
So, I don't know if this is the going price on eBay,
mm-hmm.
but the George of the Jungle game for Wii on PlayAsia.com.
Oh, okay.
Which is a reputable game reselling website.
As long as we get Corona's virus, I'm down.
Is $47.89 Canadian.
Let's look on Lukey Games.
For the Wii fucking... Okay, and then on eBay, it's $480.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Let me see Lukey Games.
Lukey Games is probably the seller on eBay. Yeah, $480. It's probably disc only, I wonder.
I fucking love
no
Lukey
way.
Games, just
no
as a
way.
Side tangent.
You gotta read some of the eBay reviews here.
Oh, read them out, my boy.
For George of the Jungle, the Search for the Secret, all right? I bought this for my children, and my 7-year-old son loves it. He's very good at the Wii and easily figures out movements. George needs to continue. My 8-year-old daughter really likes it, but it finds... likes it but finds some of the movements too hard and she gets frustrated. I don't think adult gamers would like this game at all. My kids like the graphics and the sounds. Pretty much, the game has George running across the screen, jumping over vines, hitting boxes, fighting monkeys, not apes, because, you know.
That's his friend.
What the hell? It's his friend, an ape named Mape.
Ape is his friend.
Fighting monkeys and diving into caves. My son says he likes it because it's challenging. 3 stars.
Okay.
Another one, 3 okay. stars. Another one, 3 stars.
Just to say, I found George of the Jungle on Lukey Games.
And there's a DS port.
There's a DS port, PS2, and Wii. PS2 is the only one with a review actually on Lukey Games.
5 stars.
5-star review. 1 customer review. Haven't played yet, but my sister did. She said it was okay.
Okay, buddy, how do you give that 5 stars?
Terry from
From Pennsylvania. Okay, all right. There's only 2 reviews.
El Tigre.
There's only El Tigre. I remember that.
El Tigre.
We'll save that
good.
One for the Nickelodeon special.
Fuck right. Yeah.
Another 3-star review here. All right, for the younger kids. This one is okay for the
okay.
little, for the quote unquote little ones.
Oh.
My 4-year-old likes it, but my 8-year-old does not.
So I found the Johnny Test game on Lukey Games.
$12.95. I don't have that kind of money. Good God. I'm
and this is where
shit.
We would like to introduce you to our Patreon. If you would like us to buy some goddamn
Do
shitty video games.
Now?
No, we don't
oh,
have a
okay,
Patreon.
Right.
If you would like us to buy some, you know what? Hey, if you're interested and you would like us to do some more shit, then we'll start up a Patreon.
Duncan, no one in their right mind is going to pay for this shit. All right.
I don't know. People pay for Anisian's Patreon. Paid. Paid.
Fuck,
it's been shut down.
It. There you have it, folks. All right. $12.95.
It's Chris Hansen.
<Din-a-ding>. I'm editing that into the fucking YouTube edit. All right. Johnny Test DS game. No reviews. I got to find some fucking.
One second. I got Metacritic up here.
Ah, okay. See, the Johnny Test review is rated lower.
It's at a 1.8 user review out of 9 reviews.
I got
to
review it.
So, genres, action, general, platformer, 2D.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Metascore. Okay, it's mixed. There's a set, like, the critic reviews are actually better.
Okay, I found it on eBay.
Yeah.
$10.50 for the cartridge only, which is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
As someone that used to buy video games and collect them, I can tell you right now, some of these prices are abhorrish.
Yeah.
They're awful. Is there any reviews? There's 1 review. 5 stars. 5 stars, folks. Very pleased. The game was good. Shipped well. More than happy. That's it. That's all he wrote. I don't think he wrote anything about
it. So
the
it
game.
Has nothing to do
I
with...
I want to find more fucking reviews
okay,
about the game.
Okay, let's see.
Like from randos.
We got a number 10... We got a 10 review.
Right.
The people in the comment section...
Is
people
wrong.
In this comment section is wrong. Johnny Test
so
is the best
grammar.
Game of all time. The amazing gameplay and stunning graphics are extremely accurate graphics.
Yes, thank you. I review one game.
Epic stun muffin.
The people in this comment section is wrong.
Mr. Green.
Best game of all
Mr.
time.
Green rates it a 0 and says, well, it's just a bad, it's just as bad as the show.
Oh, fuck
this
you.
This is even worse than Cory in the House for DS.
Dude,
avoid.
Dude. Okay, unrelated. Okay, this is turning
is
into
Cory in a House
this is turning
a
into
real,
a,
based off a real story?
This is turning into an end of the month episode. Unrelated.
Fuck.
But did you
but
ever hear
good.
About the legend of the Mean Girls DS game?
No.
Okay, so it's vaporware, we
okay.
think. We don't
okay.
know if it exists or not, but Best Buy in Italy had like a photo of it for sale on their website, and nobody has ever been able to find a copy of Mean Girls for DS.
Oh, fuck.
It's very fucking freaky. I want to do another discussion about it, but we're going to try to talk about George of the Jungle.
What else have we got here?
Okay, so a Wikipedia article exists.
Let's see what we got here. So do you want to, I'll go with the highest review that we got here for Johnny Test the game.
That isn't a 10.
It's a 70.
Okay.
It's a 70 on the actual like Metascore.
Yeah. Worth playing.
If you can get over the length of the game, Johnny Test isn't that bad of a platforming game. It looks decent despite Johnny's lack of detail. The music is fairly reminiscent of what you'd hear in the series, and the general platforming and difficulty level are fine for the intended audience. That's from Worth Playing. The lowest one from Nintendo Gamer.
Nintendo Gamer. Well, the lowest there's one that nothing, isn't a zero.
There's nothing broken here, but it's entirely worthless.
That's it?
Yep.
Can I read you a little bit about Mean Girls DS?
Yes, please.
It's a little bit more interesting
than
Johnny
interested.
Test. All right. Mean Girls DS is a movie tie-in game made by 505 Games.
Oh, okay. So it is official vaporware in terms of that there was confirmed development?
Yeah. So it was for the film Mean Girls that was released in Europe on September 11th, 2009, and in the United States on April 20th, 2010. The game was noteworthy for not putting Lindsay Lohan's character on the cover, despite her major role in the film, due to the game's E10+ rating and the actress's reputation at the time. It appears that the game was a financial bomb, and very few copies were printed. Previously announced tie-in games, such as the Pretty in Pink and Clueless games, were either made PC download only, or, in the case of the latter, completely canceled. It appears that the game had a European release. However, the U.S. release was canceled at the last minute. There is proof that the game was sold at one point due to a listing on thehunt.com.
This
is supposedly a screenshot from the game. And I'll put it up on the YouTube.
This thing looks disgusting.
Okay, all right. Update, again. A site called multiplayer.it.
Oh.
Has a page on the game saying it was released on December 1st, 2010, most likely a placeholder that was never changed given the April 20th, 2010 release date listed above. It also has a screenshot of the game. You can see the screenshot to the right. This is being read on a phone, so it's above this actual posting.
Yes.
It also has the game trailer. There's a fucking trailer? Oh my goodness. The official support page for 505 Games have a specific Q&A stating the state of the game's publishing. It reads, "Is the Mean Girls game available for purchase? I can't find it anywhere. According to our own retail teams, Mean Girls was never published for the Nintendo DS, and unused assets for the game are not available for distribution." Okay, so Wild Goose Chase. There's so many videos about the Mean Girls game, and I'll guarantee you this, folks. It is way more interesting than fucking Johnny Test or George of the Jungle.
Yeah.
But we got to continue talking about George of the Jungle and Johnny Test. I love Lost Media.
So that's if we're looking into here, just George of the Jungle. Yeah, you know what? George of the Jungle went through a lot of character voice changes.
Yeah, I remember that specifically, like, George or Ape.
I think it was Ape.
I think Ape had the voice change that was, like, the most noticeable. I remember
Yes.
that. And also those the redhead.
Is. In season 2, Ape now has a British accent to match his intelligence.
There you go.
Because Brits are intelligent.
Right. I've clearly never been to fucking Manchester. No disrespect.
I think they also, they changed Magnolia's.
Magnolia. I remember she was like a valley girl, and then they changed her to an actual, like...
She speaks it with a southern accent and can appear somewhat dim-witted at times. In season 2, her name is now Ursula, and this time speaks almost like a primitive caveman and acts as George's opposite Wrecking Mayhem.
It's funny because Ursula was a character in the show, and her name, I think, was just changed to Magnolia.
In season 2, her name is now Magnolia.
That was
and
so
adventures
fucking weird.
The land without her father. Oh, yeah, and then her father was in here. I think he wasn't the witch doctor. He was he the witch doctor? No, Dr. Scott. Dr. Scott was...
Okay, so now we have to get into the discussion of alternate timelines in George of the Jungle. Like, how the fuck does that happen?
Is each season, like, a different
timeline?
A different multiverse?
Is it like Crisis on Infinite Earths? Do we have Earth 2 George and Earth 2 Ape? Where Earth 2 Ape is a British person?
Can we have Crisis on Infinite Jungles? Can I have Crisis on Infinite Jungles,
Crisis on Infinite Jungles. It's just them burning down. Anyway.
God, that's bad.
Anyway, man, I specifically remember season 2 never getting aired. Because I never recall, like, seeing any of these episodes where they changed the characters' names. Like, Teletoon never aired it. Cartoon Network probably did in the States, but, like, Teletoon never aired.
Yeah, so season 2 never got
released on DVD.
It never got released on DVD. There were 26 episodes done in season one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you want to know something? Because season two, it says season two is a revival.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried to bring it back with the same animation. Okay. That's not how that works. And if it is how that works, you at least keep the characters' names and personality traits consistent. Johnny Test never did that. That's why Johnny Test was a better fucking show. Because it was, they just changed Dookie's voice actor, but the writing got worse. The character stayed the same. I'm pissed. Hang on. I'm mad. I'm mad, motherfucker. This isn't right. What the hell, George of the Jungle staff? And what the fuck? Okay,
who
rant over.
This?
Rant over. Nelvana, probably. Fuckheads.
The fuckheads in the bomb.
Fuckheads out Nirvana.
Let's see. Based on, directed by... Okay, Paul Hunt. Paul Hunt, you were the director of season two. What the fuck were you thinking?
He was smoking something, bro.
He was smoking
Wasn't
something.
Wasn't this a Canadian show? Wasn't it like...
This was Canadian.
Yeah.
Composer, country of origin, Canada, United States. Yep, number of seasons, number of episodes. Executive producer, producers, runtime,
production company.
Studio B Productions for the first season and Classic Media for the second season.
DreamWorks Classic.
Is an American entertainment company owned by DreamWorks.
That DreamWorks?
Uh-huh, DreamWorks.
Shrek DreamWorks?
Which is a subsidiary of Universal. Oh, so are you surprised the goddamn Penguins of Madagascar TV show existed?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because we have a Minions movie. Proving that comedy relief can sometimes be more entertaining than the actual
material. Yeah,
but the
Minions movie is done by Illumination, not DreamWorks.
I know, but I'm saying it's the same sort of concept where the comedy relief can also, which is funny that there's comedy relief in a comedy. The comedic relief can often prove to be more entertaining than the actual main characters. So yeah, it doesn't surprise me we got a Penguins of Madagascar TV show. However,
in terms of quality, are you surprised?
No. Yeah, I'm pretty surprised. Holy fuck, those two bite brownies hit me good. Oh my.
Dude, this aired in 1080i.
It was HD. Mm. My God. My God. Wow. Okay.
The revival was in 2016.
To 2017.
To 2017.
Okay, that's why I don't remember watching it.
That's why
it.
You don't remember it.
I don't think Teletoon ever aired it.
No, Teletoon never aired it.
Oh, okay.
No. If we look at the list of episodes. The revival run was done 2016.
It
aired
also,
on Nickelodeon in the Netherlands and Boomerang in the UK. It also aired on Cartoon Network in Australia and New Zealand.
Did it ever air in the US?
Nope. Never aired in the US or Canada.
There you go. So North America never got released.
Yes.
All right. There's a whole article about season two.
Let's see here. George of the Jungle season two. So,
yeah, the
second and final season of George. Yeah, they made George.
They made
muscly.
George buff.
Oh, they buffed him.
But it was, yeah, I don't. What the fuck, man?
What else have we got here? Background. Plot.
Release. Look at the release. Look at the release. What the fuck?
Original network, Teletoon.
What the fuck?
It did air on Teletoon.
Okay, but
unless that's the original network for the. First season.
Maybe. Dude, I am confused. All right. George of the Jungle was shit. It always was shit. I never liked it. Duncan seems to like it for some reason.
I thought it was fine.
You're wrong. Johnny Test was better. Johnny Test was just enjoyable. It had the memes, man. It still does have the memes. Look, man, if an Instagram meme account makes fucking George of the Jungle memes, maybe I'll start caring. But Johnny Test, it's classic, man. Bling Bling Boy is just Post Malone. I think even Post Malone knows this. I think that's where Post Malone got his image from. Come on. You kidding me? Chubby brunette that wears a lot of jewelry. No, dude.
Post Malone is just stoned Bling Bling Boy.
It is I, Bling Bling Boy.
Why is that so bang on?
I'm sorry.
That's scary. Okay, let's look into Johnny Test a little bit more.
Life fusion
test. Oh, here's a fun one. They were both produced by the same company.
Studio B.
Studio B.
Get out. What's going on with you? What the fuck's going on with y'all, all right?
The remainder of the first production, the remainder of the first season was produced in-house by Warner Bros. Animation, but since the show was a U.S.-Canadian co-production, some of the animation production work was outsourced to Canadian animation studio B Productions and Top Drawer Animation, as well as South Korean animation production company Digital Emation, which also provided the original main title animation opening. Storyboarding of some of the episodes was done by Atomic Cartoons.
Well, there you go.
Which is a Vancouver-based Vancouver-based house.
We say this all the time, folks, but Canadian produced television shows were something else, especially the animated ones, because that's like that was a booming industry in Canada for like a good while.
It,
was like,
it really was.
2007 to 2008 was like we had a lot of fucking really weird Canadian TV shows, like Jimmy Two Shoes. Remember Jimmy Two Shoes?
Fucking Jimmy Two Shoes.
It was actually kind of a good show.
Remember Scaredy Squirrel after it got a TV show?
I remember Scaredy Squirrel.
What else? What's the one? Iggy Arbuckle.
I love Iggy Arbuckle.
Iggy Arbuckle.
That one aired alongside Camp Laszlo.
Kid versus Cat?
Camp Laszlo. This is a Teletoon show. Camp Laszlo got airtime, which was an American show from Cartoon Network. It got airtime on Teletoon during the summer block of 2007 to 2008.
And, Camp Laszlo was good.
Camp Laszlo was good, man. Same guy that did Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah.
I forgot his name, but...
What about Kid versus Cat?
I don't know.
I think that's a shit show that both of us could agree on being horrible.
That's a discussion for another episode.
That's it. That's like, this is just the shit of
it. I never liked it.
Fucking
Kid versus Cat versus Kid versus Cat versus Kid versus Cat versus Kid versus Cat versus Kid versus Cat. I'm done.
Okay.
That's a shit show.
I'll give you this. Johnny Test won stuff.
Fuck yeah, One Stuff. It was amazing.
In 2006, the first season of the series was nominated for Outstanding Sound Editing, Live Action, and Animation at the 33rd Daytime Emmy Awards. It was nominated for an Emmy.
What the fuck, Johnny Test? I didn't expect you to be like
was
good enough.
Nominated Johnny for Test a daytime Emmy.
Was worthy enough for an Emmy.
I mean, it's not a primetime Emmy, but still.
Hi, George of the Jungle, where's your fucking
and
Emmy?
And a Golden Reel Award for Best Sound Editing and Television Animation for the episode pair Deep Sea Johnny and Johnny and the Amazing Turbo Action Backpack.
Hi, George of the Jungle, where's your fucking Emmy nomination, huh?
In 2007, the second season of the show won a Gemini Award for Best Direction of a Children's or Youth's Program or Series for the episode pair Saturday Night's All Right for Johnny and...
For Johnny... Elton John is collecting some royalties.
Saturday. Snap back to Kingsman 2.
Yeah. Isn't that funny that the guy from Kingsman ended up playing Elton John?
Hell yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I think they talked about it while on the set of Kingsman 2.
Oh, well, there you go.
I wouldn't be surprised, though. Mm-hmm. Johnny's Mint Chip is the other episode.
I love
pairing.
That episode. Johnny's oh my God. Mint Chip. That is a fantastic. That is like you pulled something out of the deep recesses of my mind there. Oh my God. I remember that. That
let
was
me,
a fucking
Let me go to the episode
cream,
listing.
They went to the ice cream factory. Bro, find it. It's good.
It was one of Teletoon's longest running original series.
Yeah, man. It was good. It was fucking good, dude.
The opening theme was performed by two different people.
Oh, yeah?
Aaron Mallow in the first season and Ian Lefevre.
Sure, I'm sure.
Lefevre in season 2 through 6.
Neat.
Neat.
I got nothing.
Yeah, no, I'm not finding anything here.
Johnny Test was a good show, I'm telling you. It was fucking good. It's memed on all the time now, but it was really enjoyable.
You know what? I think we agree. Johnny Test is actually the superior show. I'll touch back on a couple quick things here before I move on to what I want to do on this next little bit.
Mm-hmm.
One, on February 16th, 2005, Kids WB unveiling of its new fall schedule for the 2005 to 2006 television season was announced on the WB television network, featuring its returning series Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, The Batman, and Shaolin Showdown.
I loved Shaolin Showdown.
Shaolin Showdown and The Batman are fucking kick-ass.
Batman, bro, I remember the fucking TV special where he fought Dracula, and it was, I owned it on DVD, and I don't know where it is
now.
Dude,
there's that one. There's the one where Hugo Strange, instead of introducing the Scarecrow into the series, what they did was they just took Hugo Strange and went, okay, he's going to put a fear toxin into the entire city, and it's Batman and the zombie apocalypse.
Yep, yep.
That was, like, in the fourth season.
Yeah, yeah.
He almost fucking kills Robin in that episode.
It's fucking cool, man. I love that show.
It was so good. The Marilyn Manson-looking-ass version Joker? Of the Riddler.
Oh, I was going to say the Joker looked like fucking Marilyn Manson, but I need to find that.
No, as soon as you see the Riddler, you're just like, nah, that's Marilyn Manson. But let's see. Alongside four new series, this was Lunatics Unleashed, Coconut Fred's Fruit Salad Island.
That was Warner Brothers' attempt to rip off SpongeBob, and it went nowhere.
Yeah.
It was like, it lasted like six episodes.
Transformers, Cybertron, and Johnny Test. The aforementioned schedule was announced on the WB, Kids WB Entertainment President, David, Kids WB Senior Vice President, and General Manager Besties. Speaking to advertisers and media, upfront sales presentation, New York. Johnny Test was created and exclusively produced by Scott Fellows, who created the Nickelodeon live-action series
Big Time Rush,
Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide,
and Big Time Rush,
and 100 Things to Do Before High School.
You've never heard of that one.
That one was like 2014.
But Big Time Rush.
Big Time. Fellows had also served as the head writer for Fairly Odd Parents and Chalk Zone.
Chalk Zone was cool.
Chalk Zone was pretty good.
Yeah, I remember Chalk Zone.
But let's see here, because there's another name here that you may be interested in. Okay. I should be retired as the voice of Mary, Sissy, and Missy at the end of the fourth season due to her work. Okay, so the voice of Mary, Sissy, and Missy left because she started work on My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. Mm. She was replaced by Brittany Wilson, who was Mary's original voice. Yeah, so they went through a bunch of voice casting changes as well.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, too.
March 12th, 2012, it was announced that the show had been renewed for a sixth season. Like the fourth and fifth season before it, it would again be a full set of 26 episodes. The renewal brought the series total to 117 episodes. Ashley Ball also returned for the roles in this season. The sixth season premiered on Cartoon Network in America on April 23rd, 2013. With this season, the show reached its 100th episode and 200th segment, making it one of Teletoon's longest-running original series. Total Drama had produced 118 episodes and two specials, while Totally Spies was co-produced between seasons 3 and 5.
Interesting.
So, yeah, that's kind of a cool little thing. Broadcast history, awards and nominations. Toys. Cookie Jar had partnered with restaurant chain CKE Restaurants and offered a promotional Johnny Test toy campaign at its Carl's Jr. And Hardee's restaurants in the U.S. and Mexico.
One of the slept on burger restaurant in the United States because it only exists in like Jack 3 Box? States. I've never had Jack in the Box.
I've never had Jack in the Box either. I've always just heard about it.
You know what I've heard about Jack in the Box? Food poisoning.
Apparently.
That's all I've heard about Jack in
the
Box.
There were comics made. Viper Comics announced in 2011 that they would be publishing a Johnny Test graphic novel along with another Cookie Jar Group property, Inspector Gadget. The book was subsequently published with the title Johnny Cash, the Once and Future Johnny. Johnny Test.
I want to see
the Once and Future Johnny.
Johnny Cash.
Amusement parks. The Granby Zoo in Granby, Quebec also had an amusement park called Park Johnny Test Collection.
Okay, that sounds like a Nintendo game, but okay. Like it'd be on the Wii, the Johnny Test Shovelware Collection.
So let's just pull up some Johnny Test memes, because we're actually kind of reaching a natural end to the episode. Let's finish out on some Johnny Test meme reviews.
Johnny Cash.
This is the life of a boy named Johnny Cash.
Okay, so what we've got here, who would win? One kid with fiery hair and a turbocharged backpack, or
bling bling boy?
I don't know about you.
Bling bling boy. He's got money. I mean, you never had.
He also fat with a PH.
Oh,
that's a reference to the show, dude. It's fine to call you fat, long as it's with a PH.
It's fat with a PH.
What else have we got here? Asian Johnny Test doesn't exist. It can't hurt you. Ling Ling Boy.
Ling Ling Boy.
The trauma is stupid. Remember Gil, the love interest that was totally just Fred from Scooby-Doo? Oh my.
You mean the perfect man doesn't exist?
Gil.
Okay, scroll down.
It is I, Ling Ling Boy.
That is the most Post Malone picture of Post Malone I've ever seen in my life. Can we make Ling Ling Boy t-shirts? Can we steal Ling Ling Boy?
I think we could probably steal Ling Ling Boy. Okay. I don't think it'd be a good idea, but we could do it.
Probably.
Let's see what we got here. Don't claim you know hip-hop if you don't know who this is.
Sis?
Period.
Bish.
Oh, period.
Also, I want to look into, did the developers of Overwatch straight up rip off Johnny Test when they made Junkrat?
Show me Junkrat. And then, well, show me which
one second. It's a legit meme here.
Oh. Johnny Test was only 19 years old when the death of Dookie made him insane, turning him to a life of crime. Overwatch, OW, Blizzard, Battle.net, Overwatch. Oh, these are tags. Oh, yeah, okay. These are. All right. Well, that's weird. iFunny.com. Stolen meme. Maybe. Is that legit? That is a legit meme. My goodness.
Let's see.
You have that one picture of Johnny Test?
A picture of Johnny Quest with Johnny Test hair.
I want to die. I does is want to die. Greenland, Iceland. It's Mr. Black and Mr. White. You out here trending about
Bowsette, but forgot about this.
Fuck yeah. Traps are gay. Just so y'all know.
I gotta edit that out.
Look at that.
I gotta edit that shit out.
Oh dear.
I gotta edit that shit out.
Traps are gay? Traps are gay? I don't know. I'm gonna keep saying it. You have a lot of shit to edit out. Uh-huh. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen?
We're releasing
traps are gay, all right.
In 2 days. I have to edit all this.
Graps or tray. Alright, keep looking at Johnny Test memes. Just end the fucking podcast.
Oh my god.
I want to die. There's so many of these. I'm pretty sure that Johnny Test was the first show to over sexualize gender bends.
Johnny Test was 11. What the fuck?
Yo.
And on that note, oh, wait.
And on that note,
1 second.
Oh no, man.
I've turned myself into a pickle, Dookie. I'm Pickle Johnny.
This image has given me the ability to kill. Johnny Test Tickle. Guess who's first? God damn it.
I pickled Johnny.
Okay, we got a manga, anime, and Netflix adaptation one.
Stop it.
That one's pretty
right
good.
Now.
That one's pretty
enough.
Pretty fucking good.
Johnny Test.
Okay, these Johnny Test memes are so good. You know what? So while we are continuing to look at Johnny Test memes, why don't you listen to some more episodes of ours? Like, rate, leave a review. Send us your best Johnny Test dank memes. If you can send us some Georgia the Jungle dank memes as well.
Not that they exist. Shit.
If you want to snap them into existence with your pure meme brain,
hey,
that'd be more than welcome. We would be excited to get that. In the meantime. Also, you can listen to us on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Radio Public, and there's a couple other sites as well.
YouTube
as well. Please like, subscribe, follow, leave a review, leave a comment, share this to your friends, tag your take your closest bling bling boy.
Take a shot every time I hit the mic with my hand or hat. You'll hear it. And on that.
And I hope, unless you're underage, do not be drinking. We cannot condone that.
I mean, I don't give a shit, but don't do it.
Don't do it.
That's what my dad told me.
Until next time. This has been an Off the Walls Horribly Done Pickle Duel. Hippo house Duel.
Pickles. The House Pickles.
The House Pickles Duel.
I pickle Johnny.
It's time to